common. Love is in the air on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to your ass.
Wherever, I agree wholeheartedly.
Wherever it may be.
I genuinely think, and people can probably agree or disagree, but to me, this is the greatest hip-hop love song of all time.
What better for love than Valentine's Day? Did that make sense? It sounded like it made sense in my head.
It's very deep and profound.
Good.
Mm.
Yeah. We're not doing anything for Valentine's Day. We're doing a podcast about... not doing anything on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. That says more about us than anything.
Yeah. But it is Culture My Pop on ThingsDezSays.net. How you be living, guys?
It's been an interesting week, hasn't it?
Stuff has happened this week.
Yeah, man. It all started last Sunday in the glitz and glamour of the non-entity known as a Grammy Award.
Oh, yeah. That did happen last week, didn't it?
It did happen last week.
I already forgot about it.
Yeah, man. Kanye Part 2 happened.
He did the tease.
He did do the tease.
But he didn't do it. He didn't come through.
Part of me wishes he would have, because I genuinely want someone to hit him one time.
I don't think he deserves
it. Like one of those big rock stars. I just want them to... Where's Lemmy when you need him?
Oh, Lemmy would kill the man.
I want Lemmy to just hit him. He would hit him one time.
He would vaporize him.
Yes, just with his voice.
Yes. That'd be awesome. Lemmy versus Kanye. I would pay to see that on pay-per-view.
That's pay-per-view material.
Did anything in the Grammys surprise you or interest you?
Particularly. I'm glad that Beck won, because Beck wrote that album, arranged that album, produced that album. It was a musician's album. I haven't heard it because it's not my style of music, but I appreciate and respect the fact that he did it.
Yeah.
Beck
is a little too artsy for me. I'm not a
Yeah, it's a bit avant-garde, isn't it?
Yeah, but I understand what you mean. He did a lot more with his music and getting his vision across than Beyonce, probably.
Yes. And the thing about it is, Beyonce has a lot of help from people like Kanye and Jay-Z. Like, I know him. I was going to say Jay.
Jay. My man Jay. Yeah. He helps his wife sometimes, you know?
Yeah. She has a lot of, and she has a big marketing campaign behind her.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. Just because she dropped an album secretly just on one day and sold however many it was, the marketing and the way she did it was done perfectly.
The fact that she didn't market her album was marketing.
Exactly.
It was very meta.
And you, I, and some others were having a discussion on Twitter and saying just because she can sing, that doesn't make her a great artist.
Right.
One performance does not make one a great artist.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've never been the biggest fan of Beyonce. She's a good singer. She has talent, but she's worshipped on a point where you're not the greatest thing in the world, Beyonce.
I agree with you. I loved her first album. I thought it was very, very good for that, you know, breakout album, because she was in a girl band, obviously.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great album, and she did it really well. Since then, I'm like, what the hell happened here?
What have you become, Beyonce?
You're believing your own hype, and you've forgotten what made you good in the first place, which was simple and effective songwriting. You don't need to make it too... You don't need to do too much to it.
But she is,
and I think it's not like it's a progression, like the progression that JT made, you know, when the Justified album came out, nearly 13 years ago now.
Damn, you're old.
Yeah, and then, you know, the second album was more dancey, and he tried to make it more poppy, but you can tell that he's grown up with the last two, especially.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like, I'm all for changing your sound and trying to experiment and push your musical limitations, but when I listen to Beyonce, it sounds more like... It sounds more like the McDonald's of music.
Yeah.
It's more processed and...
It's more processed. It's not very good for you.
It'll kill you eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
That's...
You were very happy about Sam Smith winning a bunch of awards because you think he's organic.
I think he's very real. I think he's a humble dude. He's a really nice dude. And he's very talented. And that's all I care about is that good people win... And talented people win.
Now, see, you know me. I'm very picky.
Yeah.
Like, maybe overly picky sometimes.
Sure.
I don't get the whole Sam Smith thing.
You don't think he's talented?
No, I think the dude can sing. I think he's, for the time, I think he's very lucky that he's in and around the music industry at a time where it's very stagnant, especially in the urban music field.
Yes.
The R&B sector isn't that great at the minute. And I think he came in at the right time. However, he's very talented. I also think he's very, very lucky.
Yeah, I think the reason Sam Smith's catching on the way he is, because I never expected him to, because this guy blew up on, he would like post music on his blog.
He posts music on his blog, and he was lucky that he had Naughty Boy,
yeah,
who I'm a big fan of, at the time, releasing a bunch of music, you know, with people like Emily Sandé.
Yeah.
And Naughty Boy's stock was up. So when he released La La La, Sam Smith was, again, in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, but I think, like, he had to get discovered by Naughty Boy. Like, it wasn't just like, let me maybe do this song with you and maybe...
No, I'll give you
good.
That. I'm not saying he's not talented. I just think he's lucky and slightly overhyped.
The reason I think Sam Smith caught on the way he did, again, because he was, like, a year ago, he was nothing. He was just a dude who was on that Disclosure song.
And yes, now, I do like that Disclosure song, by the way.
Yeah, and now he's, people know who Sam Smith is, which is awesome. But I think the reason he's caught on is because he's so different compared to everyone else in the music industry right now, in terms of a personality. And
do
I think that's his appeal.
And I hate to be a cynic about it.
Yeah.
Do you think the fact that he came out helped?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I didn't even know he was gay until the Grammys.
Okay.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, I don't really care. I just think...
No, I don't really care, but do you think in... You and I, we don't care about anything, to be honest.
It's true.
But there are some people who it's a big deal too, still.
Sure.
But and the fact that he came out makes him an icon now.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that has anything to do with his music. I think it's very much separate, and I think he wants it to be very much separate.
I agree with you, but it does help market him a bit in certain sectors.
Sure, a little bit, maybe, but I don't think that's overall like, let's go support Sam Smith because he came out. Okay. I think it's more of, let's support Sam Smith who happened to come out because we enjoy either the sound of his music or the sound of his production or whatever it is you like about Sam Smith.
Yes. One thing that did irritate me in going back to the Grammy Awards is the hip hop album wasn't on TV. I find that very strange.
Yeah, who ended up winning that album, by the way? My throat is killing me, guys. I'm sorry.
I don't remember, but I don't think it's anyone we like.
I'm surprised they wouldn't put that on TV just because hip hop is so much now entrenched in top 40 music.
Yes.
As much as we hate to admit it. And as much as that goes against what hip-hop is supposed to be, that is the case now. And I'm surprised that we didn't get that on the main show.
And, you know, you had people like Jay-Z and Kanye there, so you would think it would be on TV. One thing that did make me happy was Dre was there, and he did premiere the Straight Outta Compton commercial.
Yeah. What do you think about this movie? It's been getting mixed reviews.
I'm looking forward to it. However, I'm a little bit worried about how they're going to portray certain people. And you know who I mean.
Yeah, yeah. It's all politics.
It really is. I think Dre's a smart businessman, and I think he's also sensible enough to know that if he does portray his ex-NWA colleague in a bad way, it's going to not make him look very good.
Yeah, but on the other hand, he is pretty much untouchable right now, so...
Oh, he is. Whatever happens, that movie is going to make money because it's the NWA, for heaven's sake.
Yes.
And the fans are going to flock to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Because I love hip hop.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm just worried about how they're going to do it. And because I didn't really enjoy the Biggie movie either.
Oh, did you watch that? I haven't gotten a chance to watch that yet.
No, I didn't enjoy the Biggie movie either. They didn't portray Biggie very well, in my opinion. I don't think they portrayed certain members of his family very well either. But
did they show the part where he would read Word Up magazine?
Yeah. But by the way, you had a conversation with someone about that, didn't you? You quoted that lyric, and they didn't know where it came from.
No, they didn't. They thought it was Martin Luther King or something.
What? Why would Martin Luther King read Word? I don't think Word Up magazine even existed during Martin Luther King's time.
Yeah, I don't know. People, man. Yeah, Martin Luther King is just sitting reading Word Up magazine before he goes out and does his speeches.
Speeches. Another thing did annoy me about the Grammys was that, again, we played Common at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
He does one performance with John Legend, who I'm a fan of. Don't get me wrong. I love John Legend. That's my kind of genre of music. He does one performance with John Legend. Everyone knows who Common is now.
That's right. That's how it works.
Man's been making music for 25 years.
Yeah. It's funny. You don't find out about somebody until the music industry wants you to find out about them.
Find out. By the way, that's a very, very good song. I recommend anybody to listen to it. It's called Glory.
Do
it's
that,
off the
man.
Martin Luther King sort of biog, movie biog.
Do it. So this week, man, it's been kind of wild. It's been a blur. I got sick again yesterday. I don't know what the hell happened.
What have you been doing? Like, you're all over the place.
I guess I'll tell you the story on the air. I think I ruined a kid's life yesterday.
I've heard this.
I'm the guy. You know, sometimes when you're a kid and you have the...
There's this one guy.
Yeah, you have that one guy who will tell you that everything that makes up your world is fake and not real.
I'm going to be that guy at for West Coast Wispy.
Yeah. So I was that guy who basically told this kid that Santa Claus isn't real and the Easter Bunny isn't real and Jesus isn't real.
Wait. Santa Claus isn't real?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just ruined the illusion for you.
Are you going to tell me now that Shaft isn't real either?
I don't even... Who's Shaft?
You don't know who... What the hell is wrong with you?
Very good. Is that a British thing?
No. John Shaft. You don't know who Shaft is?
No. Explain Shaft to me.
Shaft is... He's a complicated man, but no one knows him.
Oh, man.
You don't know who Shaft is. Wow.
I don't know who Shaft is.
I'm going to let you educate yourself.
All right. Maybe it's a 90s thing.
More 70s and 80s.
Oh, that makes sense then. So I was doing a set at the open mic last night, and some kid walks in the middle of it, and just as he walks in, the first thing he hears me say when he walks in is, don't you wish bitches would get on your level?
See, okay, to an opening, these people are coming to a restaurant.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a sign outside that says open mic comedy.
There probably should be.
I'm sure there is.
That would be fair. I don't think we have one. I think we need one.
Right. Now, if they did see that, and they also see a stage with a man with a microphone on it.
Yes.
Which is either going to be, and there's no instruments, he's not holding a guitar.
And there are people laughing.
So, you would assume that there is a comedy show going on.
Yes. And you would assume at comedy shows that sometimes naughty things are said.
Yes. So what did these parents do? Oh, yeah, we're going anyway.
Well, I sure taught them a lesson.
But the thing about it is, I don't think bitch is that much of a bad word, to be honest.
I don't think so. I think it's just the way I said it. Don't you wish bitches would get on your level?
Yeah, but if they heard the end of the joke, which is...
Level 12, paladin.
See? It's not that bad.
It's also not that funny. So...
It's not that funny, but it's not that bad.
I don't know. Yeah, but these... I think these kids now, either they do wish that bitches would get on their level, or they're just scarred for life.
I think they're agreeing with you. I think they're agreeing the bitches should get on the level. Like,
I think so.
If they were 10, maybe like 4'3". I don't know.
Yeah, get on this kid's level.
Right. Level up.
So that was what I contributed to society this week.
Society this week.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? It's the Valentine's edition. We haven't talked about it at all.
Talking to you, people.
How romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are we each other's Valentines? Is that how this works?
I hope not. Did you give your dog a Valentine's Day gift?
I did not. I actually think my dog might be dying.
Oh?
Yeah.
Is this a story we don't want to talk about on air?
I don't know. It's been one of those things. I've been having a busy week, but sometimes there's like something in that week that's depressing, and so you work extra hard to forget about the depressing thing.
Has your dog got the blues?
Yeah, my dog's like, she's like hiding a lot and stuff, and she's bleeding a lot. It's,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's,
have you been feeding her those blood capsules again, Des?
Flash paper. She's going to fire a lot. Yeah.
You're teaching her to blade.
Yeah, so that's going on in this household. I don't know, man.
What do you think of the Brian Williams stuff?
Oh, Jesus.
I see a lot of it on Twitter, right?
Yeah. Everywhere I go, people are talking about this.
Everywhere I go, I see... Okay. I don't know the full story, so I'm missing something, I think.
Yeah, there's a story he would tell about how he was in a helicopter in 2003, and they were under fire, and how he...
Oh, I've told that story many times.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's told that story, right? It's thing... Like, we tell it at cocktail parties all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, he was telling
things, you know, one of those things. Yeah, I also, I was there when Obama got inaugurated. I was there.
Dude, that's like my third go-to when I'm flirting with a woman. It'll be like, do you come here often? What are you wearing? I was in a helicopter once that was under fire in Iraq. Like, that's my third go-to.
I think that should be your first.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, baby. I think that's where you're going wrong, to be honest.
That might be. That might be why I'm alone on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I think you should play the helicopter story up more.
Hey, you know, I was in a helicopter, we were under fire, and you're watching.
But you got to do it like Jack Reacher. And, yeah, I was just drinking some coffee.
And now you're watching NBC Nightly News, baby.
Oh, you want you're listening to things Dad says, don't that?
So he told this story, and he's been telling it for years. And finally, somebody caught him on it. And actually, I think what he was doing was he wasn't riding in the helicopter. He was riding in like an aircraft behind the helicopter. So I guess
that's close enough, isn't it?
I would say so.
He's still in a war zone.
But maybe I don't understand the story well enough. But he's a journalist, you see. He's dedicated to the truth.
As I was saying, I watched that show. I mean, I wasn't there at the taping, but I watched it.
I watched it later on television, meant to be viewed. You know. So, yeah, he's off. He's suspended for 6 months without pay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's worth 6 months suspension?
Hey, man. It's one of those things where people are...
It's not like he took performance-enhancing drugs, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. It's one of those things where people are just upset that somebody who's supposed to be telling the truth every night got cut. So I understand it, but
I see he compromises ethics.
Yes, yes, the worst.
He compromises ethics. Okay. Yeah.
And I think they're bringing. I don't know if this is true or not, but they're bringing Jon Stewart in to.
Isn't he leaving the?
Yeah, he's leaving the Daily Show. We don't know who's gonna take his place. Here's a spoiler alert, though. It's not gonna be Norm MacDonald. So please stop.
I think they should get Common to do it.
I think they should just do a swerve and it's Colbert. He's just a Democrat now.
That'll work. Isn't he doing his own show though now?
Yeah, he's taking Letterman's spot.
Letterman, that's it.
Yeah. So these guys are moving up in the world. I'm really stoked for them.
All these brilliant, wonderful, like, satirists.
It's going to be weird though, because Jon Stewart, yeah, he's a satirist. And now he's going to be a straight newsman.
Do you think you can go from satirist to straight newsman just like that, though?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Because one thing, when I watch NBC Nightly News, one thing I do not anticipate is wit or comedy. I think
that might add something to the show, don't you?
Maybe. But when I watch a straight newscast, that's not really what I want. I just want to know what's happening in the most objective form possible.
Why the hell are you watching NBC News? No, I'm kidding.
That's a good point.
Hey, it's better than watching Fox News, isn't it?
Anything's better than watching Fox News or MSNBC.
Oh, Jesus.
or Nancy Grace on HLN. Anything's better than that. Dear God.
I want to see her debate another hip-hop artist again.
Let's do it. She should debate Snoop Dogg next. Maybe she could win that one.
No, you got it. It's Snoop Lion.
Oh, that's right.
Or Dre. I want her to interview Dre when the NWA movie comes out.
Oh, no. He would. I think Dre would
kill her.
I think he would destroy her, yeah.
I think he's too intelligent. I think people underestimate Dre.
Dude, he has a PhD. I mean,
exactly in PhD in economics,
being a gangster.
Yeah, he's a PhD. He's a thug.
That's right. He's all about that thug life and whatnot.
Yeah, he's all about
So, anyway, I forgot where I was going with that. But yeah, Brian Williams is out. Poor fella.
He's only suspended for 6 months. It's not like he lost his job.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're right. His credibility's gone, though. Finished.
Yeah, he's going to have to work really hard to get the trust of the people back.
Well, it's the American people. You know how fickle you guys can be.
They said he backed out of a scheduled late show appearance on Monday because of all this controversy. I think he just forgot.
I think he got his calendar mixed up.
Yeah, yeah. His memory has been proven to not be the best. I think he just didn't remember properly and just didn't go to late show taping.
Where is that filmed, by the way?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it one of those LA ones?
I don't know. I get confused which ones are LA, which ones are New York.
Now, I've always wondered, this might sound stupid. You know those chat shows and things like that?
Yes.
Do you have to pay for tickets to go to those?
Not usually, no. Usually they're free. Usually they'll pay you to go, actually.
Really?
Yeah, there's a website that one of my friends is on and I've been meaning to get on. And they'll pay you and you just go and be a part of the audience.
So they pay you to... okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they want people to react according to how they want the reaction to be, you know?
So you being there is also stage manager. They tell you when to...
Yeah, they'll tell you when to cheer, when to clap, when to boo, or whatever.
I want to see you at a Jerry Springer show. I think that'd be hilarious.
That'd be great. Let's do this. Let's make this happen.
Yes.
I could fight someone over a JVC kaboom box.
There you go.
You stole my boom box in 1998. I want it back.
Oh, I love the JVC kaboom box. I want to break it over someone's head, though.
They're so sturdy and hard to break apart.
Apparently, they're still making them, by the way.
Are they really?
The JVC kaboom box.
Who would need
a kaboom box now, though?
It's 2015. Maybe they support, like, iPods and stuff.
Maybe it's portable now.
I would sure hope so.
Like, you can carry the kaboom box around. I don't know how much sound you'd get out of it, but yeah, maybe you can carry it around. By the way, speaking of the JVC kaboom box, if you go to your Internet Explorers, your Firefoxes, your Chromes, Safaris, and if you go to thingsdeathsays.net, I'm ignoring you, Des, because I'm waiting for you to say the other internet providers, but I'm not going to let you. You go to, then you can go to thingsdeathsays.net and you can click on the thing that says, click here!
Click here!
And it will take you to the Amazon.com that you know and love. We all know and we love. And you can buy the JVC Kaboom Box if you want to.
You can.
Buy the earlier models because they're more expensive, I think.
Yeah. Perhaps you can get it in a heart shape because of the occasion.
Absolutely. I mean, or you can buy a Marvin Gaye album if you were there in the 70s or 80s.
On vinyl.
Yeah, exactly. What better gift to give your Valentine than a Marvin Gaye album? Especially the What's Going On album.
That's right. With some fancy beverages.
Yeah, you can get some Dom Perignon.
Yes. Dom Perignon.
Is that how you say it?
Dom Perignon.
Oh, right.
You uncultured swine. I like Dom Perignon. That sounds like a gangster, like a mafioso who would kick your ass if you don't pay him.
Dom Perignon, at your service.
Dom Perignon, he brought his tiger.
Don't mess with Dom Perignon. He'll smash a bottle over your head.
A bottle of Dom Perignon.
For the service, you have to pay him $2,500. That should be a good gangster combination. Dom Perignon and Crystal.
Wow.
Yeah. The most expensive gangsters in the history of life.
There you go. It's Valentine's Day, and there are a couple nerds out there who I know are very
sad.
They take Valentine's Day very hard every year because they're lonely and don't have anyone to spend it with. But this year is especially hard because they just lost something near and dear to them.
And we talked about it last week, but yeah. I think this week it's going to hit them harder because, well, it's the first Saturday where they can't go.
Dude, I remember every Valentine's Day, I would just go to Radio Shack, and I would just, like, buy random wires and figure out what they went into. It was the best.
I bought my first USB, and when I put it in to what I wanted it to go into, dude, that was so cool.
Dude, the portable data management was so incredible. It was romantic.
Oh, dude, and some of those people inside the store are pretty hot, especially the customer service girls. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Yes, I would master her dungeon any day. You know what I'm saying? If I just wish she would magic my gathering, you know.
I'll take her into the dungeon and drag her anytime.
Oh, man. These nerds, dude, they got some pent up
boy,
sensuality.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Wow-wee. I don't even know what that means, by the way, what he said.
Yeah, it was very inappropriate, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that means. I don't even know what that means. What?
I don't know how to master someone's dungeon. I just know it'd be really painful, I think.
And why would you take someone into a dungeon to dragon them? What does that mean?
I don't know. You just turn dragon into a verb. Maybe you like...
Dragon. He was dragoning?
You spit fire. Maybe that's what it means.
Makes it rain up in that beach.
Sometimes.
But it's true. Where are the nerds going to go this weekend?
They're not going to go anywhere.
Oh, we might go see 50 Shades of Grey and make fun of the cinematography.
Yeah, so the CGI effect, he's not really touching her, man. He's not inside her one bit. Whoa, hey.
Whoa. That's
easy. Take it easy. How do you think they're going to get around that, by the way? Because the book is quite pornographic, isn't it?
Apparently. It is, yeah.
How are you going to get around that without giving yourself... I'm sure it's an R-rated movie.
It is,
I hope it's an R-rated movie.
Well, here's the thing. They were having trouble figuring out if it was going to be rated R or rated X. So there is some graphic graphic explicit stuff in there.
Okay, so but what you can't show a rated X movie in a theater, can you?
No, you cannot. It has to be a designated kind of theater.
Ah, one of those.
Where Pee Wee Herman would get caught watching. This isn't
X. Wow.
Yeah. How's that for a callback?
Wow. Welcome back to 19...
Hey, you called back to Shaft earlier. I thought I'd extend a little bit.
Yeah, but Shaft is cool. Pee Wee Herman was never cool.
Hey, you leave Pee Wee Herman alone. He taught me a lot of things about life.
Did you go to his house, Des?
His playhouse? Hell yeah.
That show was only on for a little while in this country, Pee Wee's House, when I was younger.
There's like a channel for adults now. Like... It's marketed at male adults, and for some reason, like at midnight, they'll just have like 2 hours of Pee Wee's Playhouse. I don't know why.
What the? That says a lot about what do they think adult men do?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what's there from midnight to two, and then it goes into Girls Gone Wild paid programming. So,
I see.
Quite the transition
Quite the transition there.
Yes.
What channel is that? Is that like Boomerang or whatever? No, that's a cartoon channel. Never mind.
It's some strange, I forget what it's called now. It's this random thing on my basic cable package.
Do you sit up at midnight watching Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Not anymore.
Which implies that you used to.
No, but yes, but no.
No. You did though, didn't you?
I used to watch Pee Wee's Playhouse as a little one. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I'm not saying as a little one. I'm talking about now.
All I know is I knew it would be there, and then I would change the channel.
No, how did you know it would be there?
Because it was on. I would be changing the channels at midnight, trying to find something to watch, and look, it's Pee Wee's Playhouse. Why is it on this channel at midnight?
Why would you? What the hell is on at midnight on TV anyway? Most of the time, unless you're watching Discovery ID. If you're watching Discovery ID at midnight, you got issues. I'm just saying.
What if you're trying to learn? You're trying to discover things at midnight. Some people
work. You know what Discovery ID is?
No.
That's the crime and murder channel.
Well, there you go. Some people are working during the day. They don't have time for crime and murder. They need it at night.
These murders are the worst of the worst and gruesome. Some of those scary stuff on that channel sometimes, yeah, man.
Some sick people are awake at midnight.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, man.
That's why I get DMs from you at midnight.
That's true. Let's jump into some of these stories here. This first
I wanted to discuss one thing before we jump into stories.
Okay.
Black Mirror.
Let's talk about Black Mirror. How far have you gotten?
I'm on episode 3.
Okay.
But I've watched the one I think you wanted me to watch.
The first one was my favorite just because it was so...
It was weird.
Yes. But at the end, pretty believable. They had these events happen.
Ever happen, honestly?
I don't think it would, but what I'm saying is...
But if it did, I'd laugh. I'm not going to lie.
But what I'm saying is the way that the events happened in the show, you believed by the end that, yeah, maybe. Like, if they happened just like this in real life, probably.
Well, the Prime Minister would have sex with a pig?
Yeah, to save a princess. It sounds like the stupidest idea in the world.
No, you wouldn't even do that in a fairy tale.
If I go up to somebody and I'm like, hey, there's this TV show where a prime minister has to have sex with a pig to save a princess. They'd be like, what? Get out of here, you stoner. But then...
He must have been... Charlie Brooker must have been stoned.
But watch the show and it doesn't seem like the most far-fetched thing.
Right. Eventually it becomes believable.
It's like, whoa. And you actually feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, and then the second one is completely similar sort of premise, but it's very different.
Very different. Basically, this is a dystopian future, and you can
gain points. I think it is.
You gain points because you're by pedaling a bike, and when you get a certain amount of points, you can try out for reality shows and stuff. It's very strange.
Reality shows. You can buy porn.
Yeah, you can buy porn. It's a very weird show, and it's basically a commentary on mediocrity and. Becoming a sex symbol and stuff like that. It's
becoming a sex symbol and how it is so, how humanity will be so quick to sell itself out.
Yes. I love this show because its themes, they sound very preachy, but they're not presented in a preachy way.
No.
It's just...
Especially that reality TV show one.
Yeah. And it keeps getting weirder, dude, as you finish You're going to finish this season, then finish the second season, and they get...
There's a Christmas special, which I will endeavor to get a hold of.
Yes!
Which is like a feature-length one. It's like 90 minutes.
Awesome. Yeah, they just get weirder and weirder, man.
What is you said there's one that still gives you nightmares.
Yeah, the fifth one. Holy crap. Okay. You're going to get
Is that
there.
The beginning of season two?
It's the second. Each season is three episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to it's gonna mess with your head. Episode three, what's that one about?
I haven't started it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good. I don't remember it then. Oh, I remember it. Yeah, it's pretty good. This one is very Twilight Zone-ish.
That's what someone said to me when I sent when I urged them to watch it. The first one is very. They said the first one is very Twilight Zone-ish as well.
Yeah, they're all different in their own way, but they're all great. So
yes,
if you haven't watched Black Mirror yet, dude,
it's on Netflix.
Yeah, go watch it, man. It's a go great watch show.
And speaking of Netflix, before we start that again, did you see what they did?
They accidentally released House of Cards.
House of Cards. Okay, I'm just gonna press this button. Whoops.
I bet Twitter Face has something to do with that.
I completely blame Twitter Face.
Yeah, yeah. Twitter Face is like, House of Cards is my favorite. Okay, I can't do that right now.
Twitter, look, I wanted to watch House of Cards, and I didn't want to wait till Friday. Right? So I decided to push some buttons, man. I haven't done it for a while, but I'm still good.
There's an ego thing for Twitter Face.
He wants to watch Kevin Spacey. He's going to watch Kevin Spacey. That's it.
It's also an ego thing. Like he wants to see if he can still do it.
He can.
Sits in his house in the Bahamas.
Like a pro, man. Like a pro.
Yeah.
This first story, I told you how I love when the story starts with the country name and then it says what happened. This, it does the opposite. It tricks me. So it has the country at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Very sneaky, BBC.
BBC tried it there.
Coffee and milk fueled Ukraine ceasefire. Belarus. Belarus.
No, I thought you'd appreciate this because in your mind and in my mind too, to a certain extent, coffee is the greatest thing on earth.
Yes.
If it can give us world peace, why not?
Buckets of coffee and local dairy produce kept the leaders going during their all-night Ukraine peace talks.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Buckets?
Buckets of milk and coffee.
That milk's going to go bad.
You know how they say all night? I immediately think of Lionel Richie just like singing.
All night long.
And like the guys are just talking in the background.
Yeah, that song's just playing on a loop. Buckets? That milk's going to go bad. You can't just have buckets of milk.
President Alexander Lukashenko hosted talks in Minsk, which resulted in a new ceasefire deal on Thursday. So because of coffee and milk, people aren't shooting at each other anymore.
They still are, though. That's the thing.
Oh, Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany took part. Well, then.
You know what I think? I genuinely think that they should have brought the Russian raccoon in. He could have done some damage there.
He could have done some real manipulating.
Yes. If you would stop the firing, I will come back home.
You know, you ever wondered what they do at international peace talks? Here's what they did at this one. They ate omelets, cheese, dairy produce, drank several buckets of coffee. He was quoted as saying, "My job was to provide the ammunition on time."
That's a really bad choice of words.
That's a terrible joke. That's wow. Good job, Mr. President.
That's a horrible choice of words.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I provided the ammunition. They're talking about war.
Yeah, so we could stop shooting at each other. I brought ammunition.
What? Hang on a second. So they get a really decent meal.
Yeah.
While they're talking. Okay, so people are out there firing, and they're sitting there, this omelet's good, isn't it? I wonder what kind of cheese it is. Gorgonzola, cheddar.
Should we stop killing each other? I don't know. Let's have another omelet first.
Let's have some more coffee. I wonder what kind of coffee. I wonder if it's Colombian blend.
Oh, man. There's another story I wanted to bring up, by the way.
Okay.
I don't have the exact link in front of me, but God bless this human being, but this one man has dedicated his life to correcting every grammatical inaccuracy on Wikipedia. An amazing human being this is.
Wowee!
So far, he has corrected over 40,000 grammatical mistakes. Why he's counting, I do not know.
Wait, does this man have a job?
I would assume not.
Okay.
I would also...
Is it like he's an insomniac, so he just stays up all night correcting Wikipedia articles?
And I would also assume that all of his action figures are still in the box.
Yep. All of his DVDs are still sealed.
Yeah.
I bet his sofa's still got the plastic covering on it.
You know what? I bet that's just what the nerds have been doing over the past week. Now that they yeah. can't go to Radio Shack.
Dude, we can't go to Radio Shack. What else can we do?
Dude, let's fix the grammar on Wikipedia, dude.
Okay, we'll get our supercomputers and we can do it together, dude.
Dude, there's nothing like going on an article about the new D&D super pack and seeing paragraphs with the incorrect subjunctive in the middle of sentences. That pisses me off.
And when people say however and they don't put a comma afterwards, I get pissed off.
The semicolons are important, dude. They separate clauses that are independent but related to each other. Okay?
Oh, man. Calm down, dude. That's,
this guy has got way too much. Why would God bless you? You know what I'm tempted to do? I'm tempted to go on every article he's done and just mess up the grammar anyway. Make him do it again.
Just misplace apostrophes and wrong positive phrases and whatnot.
I'll put my own verbs in so he doesn't know where to put things.
Dude, I just hate when people don't even know how to use inferential particles, man. That shit is infuriating to me.
Especially when, and they need to figure out what font they want to use. First they use the big one, then they slow it down and use a smaller one. Make your mind up, dude.
Oh, man. So good on that guy. Oh, man. All right. This isn't the wisest idea, but let's do more stuff that involves me talking.
Yes.
Let's have a look at this story here. This story also from our good friends at the BBC, where they make
fun of... It's where we find most of our stuff.
Where they make fun of other people. In a very British way. Oh, I'm going to love this story because this is how it begins for us.
Go on.
Canada. Cabinet told they must tweet bilingually.
They can barely speak English.
I have to tweet bilingually. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Tweet bilingually, eh?
I don't know what that means, eh? I'm not,
what is it? I'm not bi.
I'm not bilingual. I like girls, eh?
See, that's exactly what they would think. That's exactly what those Canadians would think.
They're all about bilingualness in Canada. They have a stop sign, and it has English and French on it.
So that's just increasing work for people, though, isn't it?
Yeah, this is double.
Being pedantic.
You're being shallow and pedantic.
Really, Canada. So does that mean every American has to tweet in English and Spanish?
That would make sense.
Or Mandarin.
Or in every language.
Or in every language.
In England, you have to tweet in English and Old English.
Yep. Well, you got English, Victorian English, Shakespearean English, Edwardian English.
There you go. All of those.
All of those Englishes. And then you got to tweet in Indian languages also, because there's plenty of us around.
That's right.
And then you don't forget about the Welsh and the Scottish and the Irish.
Oh, yeah, of course. Never.
Yeah. Because, you got to put your saliva glands have to work when you're speaking Welsh. Because they use a lot of...
Oh, I do, laddie.
Yeah. That's Scottish. You did a Scottish accent there.
Canada's,
very well done, though.
Canada's federal government has been bilingual since 1969.
So what are they saying? Are they saying they're more inclusive than everyone else?
Yes. Hey, we're Canada, eh?
We don't care about race and color.
No, eh? We just like to have everyone understand what we're saying to each other, eh? That's just important to us.
That's all before we kill it. They should tweet in moose language, too. Yeah, I don't know what language a moose speaks.
We need to yell about it in Canada and in French before we kill a moose.
Eh.
Yeah, eh. He's randomly at eh.
Yeah, eh. This
Canada's
proves
most...
also my theory that nothing has happened in Canada since October 97, November 97.
This is the most recent thing, I think.
Yep, this Canada's... proves my point. Nothing good has happened in Canada since 97.
I think a lot of good things have happened, just nothing of interest has happened.
You name me one.
There was a, it's funny. In Canada, and I'm stealing this from another podcast, but in Canada they have a rule for pornography where... They have, pay channels in Canada for porn, like they do everywhere else.
Right.
But this particular channel was investigated by the Canadian version of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission.
Or Ofcom in the UK?
Yes. And their complaint was that the pornography that they showed on this channel, not enough of it was Canadian pornography.
What the?
We need more Canadian porn, eh? I want to look at
more... Yeah, because, that's a way to market Canada. Yeah, look, we don't have enough porn stars in our country. Come along!
Hey, we need more Canadian beaver, eh? That's what we need. Canada's most senior politicians have been told they must tweet in both French and English in future. It's reported.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, it's reported, so it's not fact. It's just reported.
Yeah, that's just what we were told this one time. An investigation by the country's Commissioner of Official Languages found that tweets by former...
Hang on, whoa. They have a Commissioner of Languages?
Yeah. What do you commission? Oh, just languages, eh? I just commission... Don't languages already exist? Yeah, but I just commission them.
I still need to commission them.
Yeah, they need to be commissioned, you know?
Why would you need it?
No other
country would have that. No other country. I'm telling you.
What a pointless life you live if you just commissioned languages.
What
does he do? Like, what language are you? French? Okay, go through. Like, that's all you can do.
Wait. You're Jamaican? No, I need to check your passport first.
What language is that? I don't know. Old English? Tolkien English? No, I don't know.
What is this? Shakespeare? What kind of English is that?
What are you speaking? Is that Klingon?
What do they do with stuff like Klingon? Is that a commissioned language?
I don't know. Maybe this is where this guy becomes important in the discussion. This is what he determines.
But Klingon. What about the Wookiee language?
That's very interesting as well. The language they speak on Endor. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what?
There are certain people who speak Pokemon languages.
That's true. What if you speak Charmander?
Yeah, exactly. Or Pikachu.
You know, I just went from making fun of this guy's job description to really wanting him on the show to ask him these questions.
Just to make fun of him, really.
I bet he's
can we find out who he is? I want to get him on the show now, too. I just want to ask him about these languages.
I bet he's the most polite person in the world.
He would answer our questions in with such a straight face.
So an investigation by this guy found that tweets by...
Probably a woman, just saying.
That's true. Former Foreign Minister John Baird and Public Security... that's not important.
Yeah.
They fell foul of the law because they were mainly in English. Those fiends!
Oh, those damned... those blackguards! They tweeted only in English.
Now the French... because Google Translate totally isn't a thing, you guys.
Right, you can get any... exactly! Just, you know, if you don't know what it means, just put it into Google and Google will tell you.
Oh, you mean I just put what I want to know in Google and then the computer's going to tell me?
Yeah, ooh. Google A.
Oi, that's pretty cool.
Oi.
Oi. Oi. That's what a Canadian says when you punch him in the stomach. Oi.
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 I'm going to have to remember that for West Coast Wispy. When I punch myself in the face and say, oi.
Go up to a Canadian, punch him in the stomach. He's going to go, oi.
Oi.
By the way, we kind of forgot to mention that, but I guess we'll talk about it more on Monday. But the West Coast Wispy Fund is now launched, guys. So if you want to go up there and check it out and see what it's about and if you can help out in any way, it'd be greatly appreciated. We got good perks up for you too,
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, if you want to see me punch myself in the face, then by all means.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great, eh?
And plus, we're offering you the chance to suggest if you pay a certain amount of money, we will watch anything. Literally anything.
I can make Faraz watch Tusk, which is all about Canada.
No. Oh. Is that the Walrus movie?
Yes.
Oh, no, that sounds terrifying.
It's going to freak you the fuck out, dude. Oh, my God.
I'm going to watch it anyway, but...
It's like Black Mirror, where it sounds really stupid, and then by the end of it, you're like, oh, my God.
Look, okay, no, we will watch anything with one exception. We will not watch Human Centipede. Just saying.
I don't know, man. Yeah, no, I wouldn't watch it either. Maybe. Maybe. No.
Look, there has to be an extortion amount of money for us to watch that. It really does.
Especially in the same room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be weird. That should be the other key. We watch whatever you tell us to watch in the same room.
We will record the commentary as we're watching it.
Yes!
Which means we won't watch any other movie, but, you know.
So there you go,
yes,
man.
Yes, Live, I'd really appreciate any help that you could possibly give us. I will... You know what? I'm thinking of making an audio diary while I'm out there, just so we can put it up on the website and, like, so we can keep you up to date with what we're doing. Apart from the stuff that we will do out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, just get a... If you can go up there and put a little something in, let's get Faraz out of here, man. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, man.
We'll push that more on Monday because I totally forgot today. But it's up, and it's on the thingsdeathsays.net website.
It will be in this description, I'm sure.
That's right. Yes. So, you know what? We've got another story to do, but I think we can save it for next week. Okay. We should wrap things up.
We've got a couple stories to do. I think you'd enjoy that Russian one. I think we should do that one.
Oh, Russia. All right. Well, we'll tackle Russia next week because we need to wrap this show up. I need to put this
he
thing
up. He needs more honey and lemon.
Oh, God. I'm dying over here. But I hope you enjoy your Valentine's Day. I hope you're not too lonely. If you are, go back and listen to the other podcasts on thingsdeathsays.net. Go through the archives.
Go and listen to the one we did last year around this time. I don't know what we did, but it must have been good.
I think so. I think we're doing good at that time.
Yeah.
So go back and enjoy. And follow me on Twitter at Des Delgadillo. Fries is at The Wisp. Oh, I did a Comics Life Radio last night. So go listen to that. It's archived now. ComicsLifeRadio.com.
Also, I don't know if this is still archived, but your show on the KJSC Radio is also archived, is it not?
Actually, I think I have to do that, and I haven't been. But
okay, ignore that last sentence.
Just listen to that show on whenever it's on.
Listen, it's on Fridays.
Fridays from 11 to 1 Pacific time.
Yes, so that will be any other time that's like, forget it, I can't be bothered.
Yeah, but when I'm on there, I try and make it sound good. So
anyway, yeah, he does.
At The Wisp on Twitter, hashtag West Coast Wispy, and subscribe on iTunes, leave a review, get on theamazon.com from things.
The Amazon.
Yeah, do it.
Buy
things from the Amazon.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then Ferraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.